This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here with today's Man Bites Economic Dog story. After years and years of American companies shutting down their factories here and moving lock, stock, and jobs overseas, often to China, things are changing. Last year, Chinese companies plowed more than $12 billion into projects in the United States. That's about 10 times as much as they did a decade ago. The investment is most obvious in Dayton, Ohio, where a Chinese auto glass company has set up shop in what used to be a General Motors plant. Lewis Wallace from WYSO has a look inside.
I'm walking through a cavernous building. About a city block away, I can see people installing part of what's going to become a production line for car windows. I'm meeting Rebecca Ruin O'Shaughnessy, one of the first employees of Fuyao Glass America, a subsidiary of one of China's biggest auto glass makers. She says they got the keys to this place in July, but
we didn't know where to come in. We just see this big building and had no idea how to get in.
When the GM Moraine factory just south of town closed in 2008, Dayton's economy was in shards, and this maze of a building was left behind. Now, a mix of Chinese and American workers are set up at tables and chairs Fuyao scrapped from GM's leftovers. Ruin O'Shaughnessy opens the door to a classroom of dozens of attentive workers in safety vests.
This is actually our first group of potential Fuyao employees. We have 40 people joining today, and they're going through safety trainings today.
She says the company has had 1,800 applications just for temp jobs here that could turn into permanent. Sitting in a bare office, John Gauthier, the president of Fuyao Glass America, says the symbolism is clear. The recession is in the rear view for this company town.
It means something to us here to be able to come here and reoccupy this and make it, you know, bring this factory back to life.
But what's going on here also reflects a trend. Chinese companies are opening up shops from Texas to Indiana, with more on the way. Experts say that's partly because wages are on the rise in China, but in the U.S., real wages for manufacturing workers have been in steady decline. Thilo Hanneman is the research director at the Rhodium Group, a firm in New York. He says China is also less dependent on cheap labor in general.
Growth model in China is changing very rapidly, and so companies are moving from low value-added goods, socks and underwear, towards more advanced goods and services.
So Chinese companies need more of the kinds of skilled labor available in the U.S. Plus, they want to be close to their customers, in this case, U.S. automakers. Between that and changes in U.S. and Chinese policy, companies like Fuyao calculate they can actually cut costs in the long run by setting up here. Mike Fullenkamp, a supervisor, takes me outside the plant on a golf cart. He says not long ago, this place looked bad.
Yeah, just like that parking lot was all grown up with weeds and them trees was all grown up.
Within the next few years, the factory is planning to have more than 1,500 workers.
Well, the guard said they used to see a bunch of coyotes running across the yard, but probably still see that, but we're trying to tame them down a little bit. Let them know it's our home now instead of theirs.
At 5 o'clock, the workers on their first day file out to their trucks and SUVs and drive off, looking ahead through glass that could, soon enough, be made in Dayton. I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.